Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Lamed Aleph. We left off yesterday at the top line where it says Ne'edoi Amri. This Ne'edoi Amri refers back to Rav Yehuda that we had on Lamed Amud Bey. So we're just going to go back 5-6 lines from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara brought Amr Rav Yehuda, Eidus HaMakhesh Zu Ezu. If you have Eidim that are Makhish, Makhish means that they contradict one another. Baba Dikois. If it's an inyan of bedikos, ksheira bedini mamonis. That's one of the distinctions that there is between dini mamonis and dini nefashis. Min ha-toira, as we said, both by dini mamonis and dini nefashis, there are bedikos v'chakirois. Chakirois are very, very basic. You know, who the person was, what date was it, what's the location. Those are the absolute essential items that you need for any kosher testimony. Because if you don't know who lent money to the other one, you can't come into Bez and say, Bez, I have good news for you. I don't know exactly what her name is. There's something a mister lent yesterday money to another mister. Do you know who the malva was? Do you know who the loiva was? No. Obviously, that's all very meaningless. So there's certain basic items that you must know for this to be a meaningful edus. So those are called chakiris. We're going to have it later on in our mesechta. How do you distinguish what are medikas, what are chakiris? But medikas are more the setting as opposed to the actual item itself. And the Gemara gives an example. So Rav Yehuda says that bedikas is much more lenient than nefashis, because although min ha-toira, din mamonis and din nefashis are the same for chakirois and bedikos, because it says in the pasuk mishpat echad yelachem, one mishpat for everything across the board, adcham were mesakin because leitinol delis bifnei lovin, we want to go and incentivize malvim to give loans to loivim. As a result, we made things a little bit easier. So if there's hakosh bedikos, things which are really not essential to what transpired, it's kosher. So Rava said, I'll give you an example. Mistavre milzei Rav Yehuda b'yechad oim ba'arniki shchoy Rav Yehuda oim ba'arniki levanim. Both Edom say that there was a loan that took place Monday morning. And they both say it took place here in the Mismetch. They both say it was right after the daf. And both say that Reuven gave $100 to Shimon as a loan. Everybody's saying exactly the same thing. The only thing that there was in distinction was that when he took out the money to hand it over, what was the color of the wallet that he took out of his pants pocket to hand over the $100? So we asked the two Edom, one said, I think it was a black wallet. And the other one says that it was a white wallet. Says Rava, do I really care whether it was a black wallet, a white wallet? We're talking about the money. We're not talking about the wallet. And therefore, even though there is hakosha, there is a difference of opinion, a difference between the two Edom, it's still kosher. But what happens if he said, echad oimer mana shachar v'echad oimer mana lavan? One said that the actual money itself, this was black, darkened dollars, and this was light. What's the difference between dark and light, says Rashi? If it's dark, it means that it's already old, and therefore over time it's accumulated a certain amount of maybe some rust, or some dirt, some soil, whatever it is. Mashenkin, if it's brand new, newly minted, oh, it's nice and white and beautiful. So that's already in the essential terms of the halva. We're talking about the money itself. In such a case, if one says black, and the other one says white, it is as clear as black and white, and therefore ain mitzdarfin. They are not mitzdarf. That was Rava's clarification of Rav Yehuda. Now let's go to the top of the Yom Ne'edoi Amri. Ne'edoi go and differ with Rava, and they say respectfully, Rava, Ne'edoi Amri. After the Echadim Mana Shochav, Yechadim Mana Lavan, it's also mitzdarfin. This one said it's old coins. This one said it's new coins. What difference does it make? Did he lend $100? Yes, he lent $100. And Nafkimina, if they were new Benjamins or the old Benjamins, was a Nafkimina, they are mitzdafin. Azay zog nerdoi. Zog yimar kiman, do they have any mokar? Do they have any source? Yeah, Rabbi Shuman Karcha. Like Rabbi Shuman Karcha. What did Rabbi Shuman Karcha say? Rabbi Shuman Karcha said yesterday that even if one said Edis on Sunday, in other words, not that he said the Edis on Sunday, but he said that Sunday morning there was halva between Reuven and Shimon of $100 here in Bismedish. And then the other eight said, no, it wasn't Sunday, it was Monday. I know for sure it was Monday morning, because Sunday morning I was in Chicago, I was away. And what did we say to the Sunday guy? On Monday, I was in California. I was helping put out the fires. So it's clear cut. He saw Sunday. He said Monday. But they both said $100. Says Rabbi Shimon Korcha, it's still mitzdarif. Why is it mitzdarif? Because, as you would say, Barry, yesh b'chlal masayim mana. Apparently, Reuven Taka lent $200, one on 100 on Sunday, one on Monday, and each one said, I saw 100. So the common denominator of the two is that Shimon owes $100, and it's mitzdarif. So says he wanted the same thing over here. He said, mana shocha, he said, mana lavan, it's mitzdarif. But feiti mara, that's really not fair to attribute this halacha to Shimon Korcha. Eim d'shamas leir b'shimon korcha eich l'makhashi hadodi. When one says that the loan took place on Sunday, and the other says that the loan took place on Monday, this is really not contradicting each other, because it's very possible that two separate loans. Nothing wrong with lending on 100 on Sunday, and then Shimon comes to Reuven on Monday morning and said, you know, I made a new cheshbon, 100 is just not going to do it for me. Now I was able to pay up, Baruch Hashem, my rent that I haven't paid for 3 months, and I was able to go and pay for my grocery bill. But there's still other expenses. I didn't realize I didn't pay my taxes, I didn't pay my tuition, I didn't, whatever it is. So the bottom line is, they're not makhish. That's why the common denominator is at least that he owes him $100. In our case, they're makhish. He says it was white money, and he says it was black money. So how can you go and be mitzdarif? Me, Omar, did Shimon Korcha go that far? Says Yomar, you're right. Ella Rova, not Rova, Nerdoi, at the top of the Yomar that says, Mana Shochan, Mana Lovin, Armit Starfin. He's not going to Shimon Korcha. Ella Hu Yomar Kihai Tana. Who's this Tana? Desani Omar, Shimon Elazar. Shimon Elazar now described the difference of opinion between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Omer b'shemen alaza leinechlo b'shem b'beisil al shtei kiti edim she'achas emeris masayim v'achas emeris mona sheyesh b'chlal masayim mona. Your statement. You have two pairs of edim coming to Besdin, and they both say about Reuven. Reuven lent money to Shimon. How much did he lend? Says Beis Shammai, or at least one kat of edim said he lent 100. The others say, what are you talking about? We were there. He lent 200. So we have now two peers of Edom. One peer says 200, the other peer says 100. What do you do with this Edus? It's not Edus Mokhesh, it's only Edus Mokhesh on the second 100. But on the first 100, everybody agrees. So he owes $100. So there's no machlekes. Al manechleku, where is there a machlek between Bishami and Beisil? Al kas achas, if there's only one cut altogether, only yes. Two Edom altogether. Yes. Bishami, am nechleku, I do, son. How can you go and put one eight together with the other eight? He says 100, he says 200. That's very basic. You can't be mitzdarf. Beisul amrim, yesh b'chlal masayim mana. Even if it's only two eidim altogether, not four, one kat, two eidim. Yankel says it was 200. Beryl says it was 100. It's still mitzdarf, because yesh b'chlal masayim mana. And not only that. What happens, echad oimer chob yishol yayin, that he went and gave him a loan of a chav yishol yayin, a barrel of wine. V'yechad of a chav yishol sham. The other one said, no, it was of oil. So now that's a two edim. One says yayin, one says shemen. You would think that's a real hakchosha. Havuvda, there was such a case. The yosel comes to Rabbi, comes from to Rabbi. Chayver Rabbi, lishlumele chavita de chamra. Migoy chavita de mashcha. So, first of all, you see that the oil that we're talking about was not just any plain sunseed oil or whatever it is today.
Corn oil.
But it was expensive oil. So expensive that it was more valuable than the wine. And therefore, since I have two edim, one ed says barrel of wine, one says barrel of oil, and yesh b'chlal mesayim mana, so you know what we're going to do? He has to go and pay the minimum of the two, the lesser of the two. So assuming that a chavita de chamra costs $100, and a chavita de mashra costs $150, at least on $100 they both maskim, he has to pay $100. So the Gemara asked, that sounds like a big chidush after all. This is wine and this is oil, and the twain don't mix. Everything more, keman k'rib shimon alaza. Oh, Rib shimon alaza, that's it. He said 200, he said 100. It's a lechol apachis, 100 according to everybody, the lowest common denominator, you got to pay 100. Here too, the value of the yayin and the value of the oil, you have to pay the $100, the lesser of the two. One second. In a case where you're talking about money, he says 100 and he says 200. Okay, so there was a mistake. Somebody thought it was 2, it was really only 1. But 100 is the common denominator of the 2, so you have to pay 100. That's such a big kasha. This is wine and this is oil, you know, they don't mix. Everything more, you're right. If in fact it would have been wine and oil, you would not have kosher. It would be Eidus HaMachishim Zeh Zeh. Loitzricha L'dami. Oh, that the machloikis between the two Eidim was the value. He said, I remember specifically that the guy needed to have some money. He says, I'm going to give you the value of a chovyes shel yayin. The other one says, no, I'm going to give you, not I'm going to give you. The loan was between Reuven and Shimon. Reuven lent the value of a chovyes shel yayin. What's the value? $100. The other one says, no, he lent him the value of a chovyes shel shemen. Why should they be talking in such terms of yayin and shemen? Presumably, the loive said, I'm really desperate. I need for Shabbos, I'm having guests. I need a barrel of wine. I need a barrel of oil. Can you help me out? He says, okay, I'm going to go and lease. I'm going to lend you the value of a barrel of wine. Whatever it is, you tell me how much it costs. That's what I'm going to give. Or the other one said, no, no, he was more generous. He says, I'm going to go and give you the value of a chav yishel shem. 1 second. So what's the din? In such a case, Reb Shimon Elazar would agree that they are mitzdarev. Because yesh b'chlal masayim mana, or yesh b'chlal 150, 100. So bottom line, since it wasn't a machlokes, not a hakhasha of barrel against barrel, but the value of the contents of the barrel, which in one case was 100, the other one was 150, so therefore you can go mitzdar of the two together. So getting back to our Gemara, the same thing applies to nerdoi at the top. When nerdoi said that you can go mitzdar of black money and white money, bottom line is, how much was it? It was $100. Do I really care if it was black, it was white, it was green, it was yellow? The bottom line is, he lent him $100. This is genuk. Here too, everybody agrees at the very minimum that he gave the demay chavias to chamra. On the rest of it is akhosha. So, according to Reb Shimon Karcha, you wouldn't be able to say, because Reb Shimon Karcha is talking about there was no hakosha between Sunday and Monday. But according to Reb Shimon Elazar, he allows for greater flexibility. So Nerdoi is going to Reb Shimon Elazar, which means Reb Shimon Elazar, Aliba de Beisil, and our last Shikl Gemara of the story with Reb Ami is also going to Reb Shimon Elazar, according to Beisil. We look at the lowest common denominator. You had a question.
Isn't this more similar to the case in the Arniki? Because we're talking about the container, not the contents. Mm-hmm. So the Arniki of Shachar and Lovan is more parallel to the case of a Chavis and a Chavis.
Okay, well, here he's retaining the wallet. And therefore, it's just a question of what did he come with when he was unpacking this $100? Did he take it from a white, from, like we said yesterday, a manila envelope, a vanilla manila envelope was white, it was green, it was blue. That doesn't really change anything. Says Al Gemara, the same thing over here when we're talking about the value of a barrel of wine or the value of the barrel of shemen, whether it's wine or shemen, doesn't really make a difference. The point is, how much demay did he give? If he gave 100, 100. The other one says 150. Oh, he says, Beishamai, according to Shimon Elazar, Eidem Achishim Zezeh. The whole thing falls away. So he's saying, no. Even though he said 100, he said 200. Yesh b'chlal masayim. And now the Gemara finishes off one last tickle. What happens if the machlokes between the two Eidim was as to the precise location? One of them said, b'diyuta ho'el yoyna v'yechad oyma b'diyuta ha'tachtoyna. What exactly is it, diyuta el yoyna or tachtoyna? So if you look at the Rashi, about 5 lines higher than our Gemara, diyuta aliyah, that's the second floor, ha'beletes l'rishus harabim, that stands out to the Rishus HaRabim, apnei roichiv habayis, apnei Rishus HaRabim, oivrim tachter. So you have a second floor, but the second floor is not flush with the first floor. Quite to the contrary, it extends beyond the first floor, like a large terrace or a large landing.
On 91st and Broadway, there's such a building. It extends to uptown. It's cantilevered.
Oh, cantilevered. Okay, so you see, if anybody wants after the shir, take a look. So underneath that, people are walking and talking and going and coming, whether they're looking at their iPhones or not. Probably not. They only usually look at their iPhones when they're crossing the street in the red light. But bottom line is, it sticks out. So now we have machlokes between the two Adam. One says, I remember that the loan took place on top of the second floor. The other says, what are you talking about? It was downstairs underneath that. Right? So what's the story in something like that? Rabbi Betzir Veidus, and he says, it's good. That's the stack like the Arniki. Does it really matter whether the Arniki was black or was white or was green? Makes no difference. The important thing that there was a loan. So it doesn't make a difference that it was on the second floor, the first floor. He gave a loan and finished. And therefore it is mitzdarf. Back to the Mishnah, we said at the end of the Mishnah that we discussed this already yesterday, the day before, that at the end of the proceedings, if it turns out that there was a vote 2-1, then the dayan that sided with one of the parties, the party that was unfortunately found guilty that he has to go and pay, so that single dayan goes over to him and says to him, I want you to know, I was on your side, and I argued very, very vigilantly on your behalf. But unfortunately, what am I supposed to do? We lost, you know, majority wins, 2-1. Says the Mishnah, don't talk about that, don't say that. Because that's a case of hoilech rochel. Just going and saying just idle words, and you're going to be moitzi shemra, if you will. The person will have animosity against the other one. No, don't reveal what's going on. It's Tanur Rabbanan, minayin l'kshiyetzei. How do we know that when you leave the courtroom, lo yoima hareni mizakeh, he shouldn't go over to one of the parties and say, I was on your side, it was the other guys that said against you. I said, what can I do? After all, it's a democracy. Majority wins, 2-1. How do you know you're not supposed to say that? Peddler, don't go and reveal all the secrets.
How did you explain yesterday that he did do it? What did we say? Case
remember, there was a three-way machloikis. Three-way machloikis is when the bezin goes and issues the verdict. How should they say it? Rabbi Yochanan said you should go and say zakai without saying yo. So it could be that it was totally unanimous. Then said Rish Lakish, no, you are supposed to spell it out and say the two diyanim said this, and the other dayan said that. And then Rabbi Lozer said you're supposed to say mized nistakech ploini, which means I'm suggesting to you that in fact there was a dispute among the Dayanim, but after all the deliberations, you were found to be innocent. So then he gets an idea there was 2-1, but he doesn't know who the two were, who the one was, etc. So now you're asking Akasha, according to Rish Lakish, doesn't that go against our Gemara, which says, and against the Mishnah, which says you're not supposed to be a Rochel Hilich Rochel. So the Mephoshim explain, Rish Lakish obviously is not arguing with the Mishnah, it's the Chanamoyre. But what the Pshat is, there, the reason why that Dayan is telling the losing party that he was on his side, because he wants to curry favor with him. He wants to go and be in good terms. He wants to be Moitzi Chayin and explain to him, I was on your side, and I was trying to help you, so it didn't work out, and blah, blah, blah. And then hopefully this will now remain in the memory bank of that individual. So in the future, he may not be able to do matoiva or lend him money or whatever. Not that he had specifically in mind some sort of quid pro quo. But he was trying to curry favor with him. Now, don't do that because of this lo yiseh l'chrochem. Here in the case of the Bezdin, we do not want it to be to appear like a shikra, the Gemara said. If you're going to go and say zakai, it sounds like it was unanimous verdict. It wasn't unanimous. You should know there was, in fact, a dispute between the Dayanim. So therefore, said Rish Lakish, since we don't want to be Mechzik Shikra, we go and tell him the real what happened behind the closed doors, that there was a vote taken, 2-1. So it, since the purpose of that is not to curry favor, but rather just to go and report it, Emes Lamitoi, says Rish Lakish, this overrides any concerns about the possibility of the Hoylech Rach. That's a very good question. So let's go back to the Gemara of yesterday. I see that you are really super powered on this.
Six,
you go
six wide lines.
Six of the wide lines?
Yeah,
the wide. Shnai Omer Zakai?
Yeah.
That's very good. Shkoyach. Do you see the 6th, 7th wide line of yesterday's Omer Aleph? Lamed Omer Aleph. 38. No problem. Okay, you got that? 6th, 7th line. Shnai Omer Zakai. Michtav Heche Kasvi. What do they say? What do they write? V'yechon Omer Zakai. Period. Shlokishama ploini u ploini mezakin, and ploini is machayv. So obviously they identify Rabbi Smith, Rabbi Jones, they said zakai. And the other rabbi, Rabbi Goldberg, he said he's machayv. Reb Lozer says, mi devrayim nizdaka ploini. We tell them based on all the deliberations, you came out innocent. So not that all three, but rather we had to deliberate, we had to negotiate, and finally we had a decision of two against one. The rain is not complaining. So my benayu, then we talked about the money, but then the Gemara said at the end that the nafkimin is the gabi lekseich rachu. If you go back to this, you see where the other two dots are, which are about another 15 lines. So right before that, you had ele ikke benayu. You see the beginning of the line?
Yeah.
Like we just said, don't identify who the rabbis are. Why? If you just say Zakai, it sounds like, oh, tak unanimous. Amen. No. So that's why we have to spell out who said what and what they said, etc. Okay, but that's not what we say.
With the names. I mean, why do they do the names there? With the onions? They know that you're doing brachah.
I guess he wants to show that this is. Rish Lakish was so concerned about Mechzik Shikri, he felt you gotta really spell it out. Rabbi Smith, Rabbi Jones, Rabbi Goldberg said
he wanted to. You have the Supreme Court. Were they
Because they write a dissenting opinion. Yeah, they exactly. Majority opinion and dissenting opinion.
Exactly.
Concurring opinion. Because they have to give reasons, because they have to guide. This is not a Shloshim Hedyotos. They're trying to give guidance for lower courts. What to do, how to behave.
Exactly.
How to theorize, as you say.
So we have now one final story right before we get to the Mishnah, four lines before. Ha'u Talmida, the Nofek Alei Kola, the Goli Milza, the Itmar Be Midrasha, Boser Esrin, the Tartin Shnin. There was a meisen that happened in Bismedish 22 years ago. Nobody had been talking about it for the last 22 years because we have so many more interesting topics to talk about Trump. For the last 22 years. Exactly. Trump, mit Harris, mit Biden, mit Knicks, mit Yankees, mit all the Gitzachen. So there was one Talmud, Nafik Leikola. People were saying about him, or the Nafik Leikola, the Goli Milza, that he was Megala. In other words, he revealed the hidden minutia and details about something that happened in Mabe Midrasha 22 years before. Says the Gemara Afkir of Ami Bei Midrasha, Rav Ami was not happy. Apparently, he was the Rosh Yeshiva, the Mashgiach with Sadri, and he ejected him from the Beis Medrash. Amr Dein Gali Razia. This one is like we had in the Pasuk. He's a Hoylich Rochel Megala Soit. Gali Razia means to Megala Soitis, Rosa de Shabbos, like we say on Friday nights. So he is being Megala Soitis, and therefore, Rabbi say, don't be Megala Soitis. You have to talk about. You have to talk about. People need information. It's one thing, but just to go and blabber and talk and shtusim and chatting, that was finished. And we go on to the next Mishnah. Yeah,
so, who is this fellow? The person who's Megala?
This person who was Megala was also went into Golus because he was Megala the Soid. We sent him
out.
He was Goyle.
About another Bacher? What did he.
It doesn't say. Maybe he was talking about that this particular Bacher that you're saying. Learned the whole Shas so well that he knew it on his fingertips by heart. Yeah. You don't have to tell everybody. It's a Chanayin Horeb, but people think, oh, I'm just speculating what he said. We don't know. The Gemara doesn't tell us. It just said that he told a story about what happened 22 years ago.
Why should the Gemara say if they be in Gorbia Rachel? We don't want to say what's
doesn't. But I want to illustrate how a person should not be a peddler going and saying idle chat. We're not talking about Lushan Hara. Grada, Rashi says that it was Dvar Lashon Hara. You look right before the Mishnah. Bosa Esven Tarchish Indi, Itma Be Midrasha, Afki Hutamida, Vidiber, or Dvar Lashon Hara Haya. See what Epsepsa Lashon Hara. Maybe that's why the Gemara doesn't say it, because the Gemara doesn't want to go to Lashon Hara. It's not necessary to tell us what happened. Something happened, it was Megala Soy 22 years later.
That's what they do with the confirmation hearings. They go back as far as they can to try and.
Really? Oh, that's good to know. Okay, very good. Shkoyach, thanks for sharing. On to the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah called Manche maybe Raya Soyser Es HaDin. What happens if the Bezin already issued their Psak Din? And they said that Reuven is Chayev, Shimon is Potter, whatever. And now Reuven is Chayev, subsequent to the Psak Din, he was able to find new evidence that he was not aware of. He found an old star. He found two Edim. And he brings them into Bezin. So he says, then we can ask the Bezin to reverse their Psak. See, look at the first Rashi in the Mishnah, called Manchmei Viraya. Habal Bezdin. He didn't have a star with him. He ought to be Bezdin. Chayv, the Bezdin said, okay, you're Chayv. Later on, Matzishtar. Schusa, he found the shtar supporting his view. They viewed and brought it into Bezen Soyserdin. Bezen Soyserdin loyidinoi sheposku umachayben eshe connecte. They can and they should reverse it. It's almost like the case that we had before of Toyim Bedvar Mishnah. What's the inyan Toyim Bedvar Mishnah? It's a Mefarish Mishnah. Open up the Mishnah and you see, you know, it's clear. Here too, he didn't have the shtar. He found the shtar. You open it up. It's crystal clear mishtar. So then we are Soyser Esotin. Now what happens? The Bezin says to the parties, Chevra, you have a time limit. This entire can't go on forever. Go and bring in your evidence, bring in your stories, bring in your edim. Omaloi, kol rai sheyesh lecha hove. The omaloi is really oimraloi. So whoever is the Rosh HaBezin says to the litigants, he says to the parties, kol rai sheyesh lecha, any rai that you have, hove. Bring in mikad ad shloshim yoyim, within the next 30 days. Okay, so that was the game of time limitation. Motza, or the Rashi, the Bach changes it to mevi, right? What does he say here? Hevi b'tosh shloshim yoyim. He went and brought, he told him, havei, bring within 30 days, and hevi taka brought it with him b'tosh shloshim yoyim, and it's convincing evidence, and soyser, that in fact the bezim will reverse themselves. But since we gave him 30 days, if he comes in on day 31, le'achash lo'ishim yoyim, ain't a soif, it's already too late. Sorry, mister, we gave you a time limitation, 30 days, you missed the extension, finished. Amr Shem Gamliel, my yas is that, what's this poor guy going to do? Shle motzim b'tosh lo'ishim, motzim le'achash lo'ishim. He probably ran around town and asked every potential person that he knew whether he has any evidence, he has any shtoris, he has any memory, testimony, da 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 da. And unfortunately, most people weren't around. They didn't pick up the telephone. They weren't home. Finally, on day 35, he was able to find someone. Yeah, of course I know. And yes, I know exactly where your father left all the shtaris, and I can find it and can show it to you. So after 30 days, he found it. What, says Reb Shimon Gamliel, what's this poor fellow supposed to do? You know, he tried his best. So what does Reb Shimon Gamliel hold? That even past the 30 days, you can bring the evidence and soyser esatin. How do we paskin, Rabbeisa? We paskin in this case, like Reb Shimon Gamliel, poor fellow, he wasn't able to find it in 30 days, he found it in 35 days, 40 days, 60 days, whatever. You reverse the verdict based on the eventual evidence that he brings in. But let's have a new fact pattern, a new scenario. Amaloi, once again, the Bezin said to him, Havi Edom, bring in your Edom. The Amaloi says, I'm sorry, ain't the Edom. I have no Edom. I scrapped from the scraped from the bottom of the barrel. No Edom. Omar, he said, okay, Havirai, bring some other type of proof, written proof, or epis. Omar, ain't the Chonish, I don't have, so, you know, I'm sorry, Bezin. Uliachazman, and guess what happens? A month later, he comes into Bezin. Hey, Viraya, Umatz Edom, yo, I found the Raya, I found the Edom. Harizeh Eneklum. This is Gunish mit Gunish. Since he said, on his own, I don't have. If he thought that he had at least a 1% chance that he has, he wouldn't have said, I don't have. He would have said, let me think, let me consider, I'll discuss it with this. I'll go to my lawyer, I'll discuss it with the rabbi, I'll discuss it with my wife. Let's see what we can find, etc. Says the Tanakhama, anything that he said, since he said initially, ainli Edom, ainli Raya, anything that he brings later on is worthless, meaningless. We're afraid that this may be a fraud. Om Reb Shimon Gamliel. Again, Reb Shimon Gamliel uses the exact same lashonis that he said before. My he didn't know that he has Edom. Umatza Edom, and eventually he found. He didn't know he has Raya. Umatza Raya, he found the Raya. Says Reb Shimon Gamliel, you can bring Edom and Raya, even though he said in Bezin, I don't have. And it's still good, and we will accept that Raya and that Edom. On this machloikis, this is what the Gemara calls Raya Achroina. The first one was Raya Rishoina, the first case. This is Raya Achroina, the second case, and the final case in these two cases. What's the halacha? We do not paskin like Reb Shimon Gamliel. Since he himself said, Bepem Mole, Ichonished, I don't have Edom, I don't have Raya. And later on he finds Edom and Raya. It's just two, it doesn't pass the smell test. Therefore we do not follow Reb Shimon Gamliel. So the first case we do, second case we don't. We're going to discuss this at greater length in the Gemara. And then finally, the Gemara brings The Mishnah brings Rosh Mitzchayi Bedin. What happens if somebody sees that the Bezin seems to be tending in the direction of the other party, the Omar, and he says, well, one second, before you issue your psak, the Bezin, one second, goes outside, Kiva Kim Bringaran, Plainia Plain Viyaduni. Now these two people were waiting outside for the last few hours. Why didn't he bring them until now? Or he had in his pocket or underneath his belt, he had ishtar. Why didn't you show the ishtar until now? It's only when the bezin seemed to go in the other direction, then he pulled it out. Here I'm choshed that the whole thing is a fraud. Rashi says, in connection with the two edim, if he didn't bring them until now, he told them to wait, let's see what happens. Vadei shakronim heim. These fellows are liars. Because if these are telling the truth, why didn't they bring him in, you know, yesterday? This morning, when things were hot, why only at the end, when it looks like he's losing the case? Oh, okay, so let me bring in these two edim. They're probably edim shakranim, therefore enakla.
How can the divine do that? Let edim testify first. They have a whole procedure. They're supposed to edim. Mm-hmm. Send them out.
So it doesn't say, well, I mean, as soon as he just brings them in, give him plenty of play viyaduni. It sounds like we tell him, Mr. Since we've been deliberating on this case now for the last day, two, three, whatever it was, and everybody brought in whatever edim, whatever shtaris they had until now. Reuven brought in the five edim, and he brought in two shtaris, and Shimon brought in three edim and six shtaris, or whatever it was. And unfortunately, it looked like he was going to lose. So at the last moment, Shimon said, oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, I got two more edim outside. Why didn't you bring them until now? You know, because it was too warm. They preferred having it. There's some members of our congregation, no matter how cold it is, they like the door open so that the Baruch Hashem should be a nice breeze. And I'm not referring to anybody in particular. But the point is, that's why the two edim were standing outside the whole time. Maybe they were taking a smoke. Mita vape, una vape, achleishish. But anyway, he's bringing them in now at the last moment, bottom of the ninth. After closing arguments. So why didn't they come in until now? Or all of a sudden he finds the shtar was in his pocket. Not that he went back to the safe deposit box. It was in his pocket. Oh, Bezin, I just remembered. I forgot to give it to you. Sorry?
Trump as a witness. He didn't want to embarrass Trump.
Okay, now we know the reason. Good. Zokti Mara. On the first halacha that we had in the Mishnah, what was the first halacha? Where the Bezin gave each party 30 days, and one of the parties comes in with his edis on day 35. Amar Rav Ravuna, Halacha Rav Shem Gamliel, we passed Rav Shem Gamliel, Rav Shem Gamliel said, Ma Yas is that this poor guy, he couldn't find in 30 days, but he found the day 35, this is good. Halacha Rav Shem Gamliel. V'yamar Rav Ravuna, Ein Halacha Rav Chachamim, only like Rav Shem Gamliel, not like the Chachamim. Pray to Rav Shita. This is the same Rav Ravuna. Why does he have to repeat it twice? Kim the Amma Lachar Bshim Gamliel. Mameli and Dana Dana Lachar Kicham. He can't be the Lachar Kim. He can't be like both of them. It's got to be one or the other. Zog to Imar Amau to say, Maru Thor Hani Milichat Chila we follow Bshim Gamliel. Abediyevit Shaper Dummy. Maybe Bediyevit if the Bezdin Paskin like the Rabbanan and they did not allow for any further evidence beyond the 30-day limit. Maybe Bediyevit it's good. Kamash Mullah, no. The Ovid, even if the Bezdin said that we follow the Rabbanon, Madrinale, we tell him you made a big boo-boo, we pass on Rav Shem Gamliel, and therefore we do allow evidence even past the 30 days.
But the question is how many days is after 30? Could be 5 years.
That's what it doesn't discuss. It appears to be, you know, forever. But presumably the longer it takes, the greater the possibility that the whole thing is a sheker, is a fraud. Because if in fact there are edim, and in fact there's a document, why did it take you 12 years to find it? You know, what happened? And if he can justify it, for instance, Imar is going to say on the Amid base, what happens if you have edim that came from Australia? They haven't been here in the United States for the last 25 years. But they remember the story that happened 26 years ago.
22 years ago in the base of Medrash.
Exactly. So now they're coming back and they remember, and that's why they're testifying. That's a different story. The reason why he didn't have them until now is because they were in Australia. So anytime that there's a good legal justification for finding them late, okay, you know, what could he do? He did the best he could. Now we go to case number two. What's case number two? Omalei havi edim, and the person says, Chonish, I don't have any edim. Bring a raya, I don't have any raya. And then after that he brings edim or raya, says, Reb Shem Gamliel, ma yaseh zeh, that he thought that he didn't have it, and it turned out he did have. said we say we do not pasuk like Shem Gamliel. Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna. In the first case, we pasuk like Reb Shimon Gamliel, but not in the second case. Amar Rabba Huna. Amar Reb Yochanan. Halacha kedebrei chachamim. The Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna. Amar Reb Yochanan. Ein halacha Reb Shimon Gamliel. Oh, same thing as before. Break the more pshita. Keep the halacha kedebrei chachamim. Mamele yadam din halacha Reb Shimon Gamliel. Why does he have to go and repeat it? Now, the Gemara does not give the same teretz as the Gemara gave a couple of lines ago. I would have thought that we paskin like the Chachamim, maybe Hainu, Chachilah, but b'di'evah, we can line up Shem Gamliel. That's why he says, no. Why does the Gemara give that teretz, like we said before? Says Rashi. Because in the case of the first case, where we're paskin like Shem Gamliel, Shem Gamliel is a yochid. The Chachamim, of course, are the rabbim. So even though Rabbi Yochanan said that we paskin like the Yochid, this Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, as against the Rabbim, but that's l'chadchila. But the Yevon, it's the Chachamim, it's the Charabim. So therefore, perhaps we should go and say, but the Yevon, if you relied on the Chacham, it's also good. Kamash Molo, no. It has to be Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. There's no other way. It's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, no Chacham. Even but the Yevon, goodish. But in our case, this is now the second case. We're passing like the Divrei Chachamim. Ah, so you're going to say, I would have thought that b'di'evad we can rely on Rav Shimon Gamliel. No, no, no. Rav Shimon Gamliel is the Das Yochid against the Rabbim. And this second case is your classic case that when you have a Yochid against the Rabbim, you're passing like the Rabbim. So there's no half a minute that we would pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel b'di'evad. Is the Choy B'zoi, so why do you have to repeat himself? Halacha Divrei Chachamim. V'ein halacha ki Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Pshita. Kim diyom halacha ki Divrei Chachamim. Me'li dani halacha ki Rav Shimon Gamliel. Zot yom halka mashvla. Debahi, in this case, en halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel. Habekulu. But in all other cases, halacha ki Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So tomorrow, what is the chidush? Lafuki mi hodi omer b'chona omer b'yoychanan. Until now we had Omer Rabba bar Rav Huna Omer Rav Yochanan. Now we have Rabba Baba Chona Omer Rav Yochanan. What did he say? Kol mokim sheshonim shemgaliyam mishoseinu halacha kemoisai chutz mi'orev v'tzidoin v'raya achroina. Our case is the Raya Achroina case. So says Rabba bar Rav Huna in the name of Rav Yochanan that in all Rav Shimon Gamliel's, all cases of Rav Shimon Gamliel, we always pass him like him except for Raya Achroina.
In a Mishnah.
That is correct. In a Mishnah. Thank you. But that is as opposed to Rabbi Bechana, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Bechana, we said, no, it's not all cases. It's all cases minus three. Chutz mi'orev, v'tzilin, v'rayach, right? So therefore, bottom line, what's the machloikis between Rabbi Baruch Huna, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Bechana, Amr Rabbi Yochanan? They both agree, kol ha-toyra kula, in all Mishnayis, like Barry says, we paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. They both agree that in the case of Raya Achroina, we do not paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. What about Orev Tzidoin? Oh, because Rabbi Rav Huna said that here halachas Rav Shimon Gamliel, taka only, not, I'm sorry, since over here he said, Ein halach Rav Shimon Gamliel. This is the only case in Shas we have a Mishnah with Rav Shimon Gamliel that Rabbi Yochanan holds. We do not pass Rav Shimon Gamliel. Says Rabbi Harbachana, I'm very sorry. There are two more cases. There's the Orev case and the Tziran case. We're there too, said Rabbi Yochanan. We do not pass him like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now everybody's wondering, what is the Orev and the Tziran case? The Orev we just had at the very end of Masechet Bava Basra. What happens if you have a Loive? Loive is the borrower. And he has the backup of an Orev being a guarantor. Can you go to the guarantor, Lechad Chilot? Chilot, you have to first go to the Loive. So we had a machloikis there in the Mishnah. What was the machloikis about? If the Loive has no Nechosim, then you can go directly to the Orev. When LSV does have Nechosim, says the Tanakhama, there's a difference between an Orev and an Orev Kablon. If it happens to be an Orev, you have to go to the Loive first, because the Loive, Baruch Hashem, has Nechosim. You have to go and try to get Nechosim from him. If you're not successful, then you go, you back up, you go to the guarantor. But it's an Orev Kablon, you can go directly to the Orev, because he's Mekabel upon himself. Yon Nechosim, Nish Nechosim, you can always come to me. That's what the Tanakhama says. So Orev Kablon, you can go directly to him. Says Rav Shimon Gamliel, no, no, no. If it makes a difference. Orev Orev Kablan, if the loive has nechasim, you always have to go to the loive first. Sorry, we don't pass like Rav Shem Gamliel. If in fact the Orev is not just an Orev, he says, I'm an Orev Kablan, then you can go to him first. You do not have to go to the loive. We do not pass like Rav Shem Gamliel, we pass like Rabban. So, an Orev Kablan, you can go to the Orev first. What's the case of Tzidon? Tzidon is the name of a town or city. Some say it's the same thing as Sidon today in Lebanon. But what is this all about there? The Mishnah in Mesechtes Gittin, it says over there that a person can go and attach a tanai, a condition, to his giving of a get. So what happens if he says to his wife, Shprinza, unfortunately, as you know, we've had differences of opinion recently. You voted for the Democrats, I voted for the Republicans, etc., etc., and therefore, we just can't, this marriage just cannot go any longer. It's already gone on for 65 years, but we really have to cut an end to it. We just can't go to it. So, what does the husband say? I'm going to give you a get, but on one condition. Remember, I used to have this beautiful itzdala, this beautiful bekesh that I wore on Shabbos, and you've been hiding it for the last few years. I'm only going to give you a get if you return to me that itzdala. The wife looks for the itzdala upstairs and downstairs on the diyuta elyoinen, the diyuta achroina. She looked under the gym there on 91st Street on the corner, and she just couldn't find it anywhere. But she said, but I want you to know, I know that this itzdala is worth $800. Here, $800 in cash, and therefore I am trying to fulfill your condition. So Reb Shem Gamliel, that's fine, you know, it still costs $800. He'll take the $800, he'll buy a new itzdala. That works. And the Mishnah tells us that inside, and there was taka masa shoyah, says Reb Shem Gamliel, masa betzidoy, but taka, the husband said to the wife, I'm giving you a get, but on the manasseh, you give me the itzdala. And she didn't give me the itzdala, she only gave the demay itzdala. And the chum said, it's fine, the get is a kosher get, she fulfilled the condition. Says the Gemara, no, ain't alocha kitzidoy. Since he said, I want an itzla, he meant that you think he wanted the cash. If he wanted the cash, he would say, give me $800. He wanted the itzla. He didn't give the itzla. The get is not a get. And therefore, says the Gemara, we do not paskin like Reb Shem Gamliel in that case.
Which one was Reb Shem Gamliel?
Reb Shem Gamliel said, as long as you give the money equivalent, we're done. Says the Gemara, says Reb Yochanan, no. He meant the itzla, only the itzla, and therefore, if she didn't give back the itzla, no get. And now the Gemara tells us the story. Huyanuka, there was a child, a youngster, the Tavu, the Dina, Kamed, Reb Nachman. They brought him for Din Torah before Reb Nachman. And what was the Din Torah doesn't say exactly, but presumably someone says that your father owed us money, and therefore you got to go and pay. And now the Bezin says to this Yanuka, Amalei, Isla Chasadi, do you have any Edom? Amalei, I have no Edom. Isla Charai, do you have any proof? Amalei, no, I don't have anything. So, Chayv Reb Nachman, you have to go and pay, I have no choice. I know it's still metatinic when you have a question, don't you have to wait until they become bar mitzvah? So that's the last toisis that talks about it. Could be there was a situation where you had to go and liquidate some of the estate to pay off some of the choivis. Why? Because there was, for instance, a choiv with ribbis. How can you give ribbis? Maybe it was with a goy. Or perhaps that they had to go and pay off the taska, which would have been the taxes, where the Medina says, the king says, if you don't pay the taxes, I don't care whether you're 3 years old or 300 years old, you got to pay. If you don't pay, I'm taking away the property. So under certain limited circumstances, you can force a tinnik to go and pay and to sell, etc. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, Sechai Reb Nachman, Reb Nachman said, since he said, I have no Edom and I have no Ryan, the case is closed, we're done. Havikabachi v'atl, you can imagine this tinnik was not happy, he was crying. Shemu hanachinchi, so the word got around time, it, around town, it became viral, and everybody saw the pictures, never, this yingle, he's crying, and everybody felt so bad. So Omrulei, so a couple of people in the other end of town, said, Anan yedinim miladavuch, we know what your father's transactions, we know we kept his documents, we can go and testify. Oh, so what now? Would we allow them to go and testify? Didn't we say in the Mishnah that Reb Shem Gamliel said, Mayas is there, he couldn't find, he thought, we asked him, does he have any Edom? I have no Edom. Do you have any rice? I have no rice. And after that he brought it, we say, disqualified, Eina Klum Sigunish. Should we say the same thing in our case too? Since the Tinnik said, I have no Edom, I have no testimony, I have no documents. So should we say, case closed? Here, even the Rabbanan would be masking that will reopen the case. After all, what can you expect a child to know about Mila Davur? So it's not that he was saying Epsaloi, by bringing now these new Edom. He didn't know that they existed. He's telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. That he had no Edom, he had no rice. Yeah, it's good.
I'm saying even though it's right, because
he's a minor.
We don't pass in like Rav Shimon. But in this case...
We don't pass in like the Chacham, we pass in like Rav Shimon Gamaliel.
There's no machlokes in this case. Baruch Hashem, there's unanimity, right? It's a unanimous decision. Rabbanan and Rav Shimon Gamliel, in this type of case, you can bring subsequent evidence.
How old is Katan Tavkar? He was a
14-year-old.
Yes, he was. On the surface, from the last Toysis, since he asked this question, we're talking about he was below the age of Bar Mitzvah. But there was some, I think it's the Ran and the Mukiyasa that says in the back that all these kashas fall away, because it's really talking about when he uses the term Yinuk, he's using it very loosely. He means that he was over Bar Mitzvah, so therefore he is Mechoyev and all the rest.
The Shas Mises of if he was a kid, he never knew what his father's business was.
Or it could be Legabe Miltzadavor, he was always a Tinnik, and even when he's 25 years old, since I knew nothing about my father's activities, he's like a Tinnik. Yeah, but
I'm not saying this. Even if he's a badass before
Cesar's. This is a baldin, so it's not that he's saying, hey, this. But, he's presenting his arguments either through himself or through his lawyers.
I mean, can you make the argument that since when he was a baldin, he was a cotton?
Yeah.
Whatever he says, you can't say it's, now he's a godly,
That's not the case in our Gemara. You're asking in a hypothetical case.
No, I'm asking that you look the guy, they take you look at the court, they say he owes his money, right?
No problem.
And he said, I don't know, I have no right, I have nothing. So
right. That's right, the Bezin said.
So then he goes up, and he reads.
You're asking whether he can reverse it in subsequent years. The answer is probably yes, because the Gemara is saying that he said, I don't have any agent, I have no right, he's telling the truth, he doesn't. But now that it's 5 years later, he's
found it.
Exactly. So Gemara Vaita, there was a lady, the Nofik Shtorim Itusa Yoda, that she was a Sholish. Maybe in modern Hebrew it would be a shalisha, but she was a middleman in the sense that there was a dispute between the malva and the loiva, and who paid, who didn't pay, blah blah blah, whatever. And eventually they gave the shtar to this lady that she should hold on to it, and whatever she decides, whatever she says, that will be. Typically, when would you hand over a shtar to a shalish? When you don't want to write out a shoiver. In other words, there was a partial payment. Let's say it's a $100 shtar. There was a partial payment of 50. What do you do? You can't tear up the shtar because he still owes 50. You want to go and write a shoiver? You have a machloikas. Do you write a shoiver? Don't you write a shoiver? Shoiver is always a chancy thing because this loiver may lose the shoiver, especially to achbarim. And today there are more mice than ever. Anybody that has a computer today has a mouse. And so therefore the mice can go and destroy all of the shtaris. And therefore, I'm worried about the shoiver. I have a good idea. Let's go and give this shtar to a third party who's not totally disinterested. And if and when there'll be a new litigation, he or she will be able to go and say, this shtar says X, Y, and Z, and this is what they empowered me, they authorized me to go and treat it in the following manner, etc. Anyway, so you have a lady that comes in front of the bezin, and she says, I'm holding on to the shtar as a shalish, an umrele, and she says to the bezin, Yadan, I want you to know, I know, that it's already fully paid. Why did the Malvin Loiva leave it with me? They didn't have time to bother with this. Each one trusted the other, but Lamasa, it's totally paid. So this happened in front of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, fine, if that's what you say, I believe you. Omli Rav Nachman, Kiman, are you saying, Kerebi? We had this machlekes already a couple of times. Ois Niknes B'Mesira means that if you want to go and transfer or sell a shtar to somebody else, you don't have to have a separate shtar or a separate kinyan. Just hand over the goods, hand over the shtar, and it's already nicknamed.
Like a bearer bond.
Like a bearer bond, exactly. So here too, when she received it, even if she's not a shalish, just by the fact that she's holding on to it, that means she is the rightful owner, the wrongful owner. But Lamasa, you have to trust her, since she's the one that's holding on to it, you have to assume that she is the owner, and whatever she says goes. That is what Rav said to Rav Nachman. Kiman ki Rebbe Yosef. Yeah. Amalei, Rav Nachman said, no. Even if you don't hold Oisei's nickname Messiah, Shani Hocha, Dibaya Kaltzei. You know, she could have made, what we say in Yiddish, Tekem Machana Schweig. Schweig means she could have been silent. Kaltzei literally means she could have burned the shtar.
Yeah.
Why did she have to come to Bez and say, by the way, I'm holding on to the shtar, but you should know it's paid.
It's worthless anyway.
She could have torn it up, she could have burned it, thrown the garbage, thrown the trash bin. Nobody would know the difference. And therefore, that's why Rav Nachman said, we have to believe her. You don't want to believe her? Before she came in, she could have burned the whole thing. So she had a migui. It was biyada. That's why she's believed. Even if you don't hold Oisin Nikmasir. That's the first version of the story. Ikriyami, just the opposite. Loi hemner Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, I'm sorry, you brought the shtar in. I don't believe you. Only Rav Nachman, I will buy a kalze. Remember what we said according to the first version. Says Rava, she didn't have to bring the document into bed. She could have torn it up, she could have burned it, she could have thrown it out. So why don't you believe her? Says Rav Nachman, you're right. Had she not brought it in, she'd be totally neman. Once it's been shown in the bezin, so now it's part of the official court record, so to speak, now it's too late. I mean, at this point, it's too late for her to go and burn it. How can you go burn it? You already showed it to the court. It looks like a bona fide document, a handpick, but they got some mice. So therefore, and under these circumstances, says Rav Nachman to Rava, I'm very sorry. I cannot go and trust her. I have to do what it says in the shtar, and I'm done.
What's the shtar saying? Is it saying that it's not collected?
No, it says it either was a shoiver or it was the original document, which either one of the two. So Rav says to Rav Nachman, one second, Rav Nachman. I have a braisa. Simpon sheyeshal of Edom. What happens if you have a shoiver that is signed by Edom? If you have any doubts as to whether this shoiver is good or bad, go and do a kiyam mashtar. In other words, go and bring the original Edom or other Edom to say that the chasimas are kosher. We're going to go and make a handpick, and then we'll do whatever the shoiver says. If the shoiver says that you paid off and finished. That's not our case over here. Our case is Enel of Edom. What happens if you have a shoiver and there are no Edom signed on it? The Yotz Mitachzi de Sholish, but it is a Sholish, a disinterested third party who's holding on to the document. Oy, she Yotz Acher Chitim Shtaris. Oh, we're talking about the original Shtar. Instead of writing out a separate shoiver after the Loive paid the Malva the entire amount, for some reason they didn't tear up the Shtar, they left it. However, they wrote on the bottom of the Shtar, this Shtar is officially cancelled because on this and this date, he, the loyve, paid the malva, and they have the Edom sign on it, and everything is great. Aha. So, Zokti Gemara, in such a case, if you have a shtar, which is Yotze Mitachi De Sholish, we assume that it's a kosher shtar, even though there are no Edom, because the Sholish has the full ne'emonis vis-a-vis the shtar. That's why he was appointed the Sholish. Alma Sholish Mehemet, we see that both the malva and the loyve authorized him or her. You're the final say on this shtar. That's why we're giving it to you. You have full authority, whatever you say. So don't you see from this braisa l'chayra that if she comes into bed and says that this shtar was prayed, that she's believed? So Timur, you're right. Tiyufta Rav Nachman. The second time, Tiyufta. Not the second time, Tiyufta. But Rav Nachman is Ogif right. Rav was right. A sholish is always believed. So Timur, right. And now we come back to the machloikis in our Mishnah. And we're going to have now a statement of Rav Dimi, Rav Yochanan, which on the surface seems to be contradictory, where Rav Dimi seems to be favoring both Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanon in the case of the Raya Achrayna. Remember, what was the Raya Achrayna? Where the party said, I have no Edom, I have no evidence, I have no Shtaris, and then subsequently, all of a sudden, he brings in Edom and Shtaris from somewhere else. You can always bring subsequent rayas or edim v'soiser and overturn the original verdict of the court. And until when's the final date? She istatim tanoisev. What means she istatim tanoisev? Rashi says istatim tanoisev means that he said to Bezin, ichonished. Ainly Edom, ainly Raya. I don't have any. Once you said that, we're done. Why are we done? Because we paskin like the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say that even if this fellow subsequently brings Edom Rayas, loy omar klum. Since he said defiantly, or at least he said categorically, I want you to know I have no Edom, I have no Rayas, that's the end of the case. However, continues Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Yoimar kirvu ployni uployni veheiduni. But what he can do is, subsequently, he can go and bring in more Edom to be made for him. What? You just said he started Tanois, and it's the end of the case. Your case is closed. And now you're saying, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, bring in more Edom. Haguf Akasha. Amris he started Tanois. That's a son of the Rabban. That's like the Rabban say. That once he said, ainly, that's the end of the case. And then you say, oh, but by the way, he has the right to still bring an Edom to go Mimeit. Make up your mind. Maybe you're going to reinterpret what Avdimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, is Kul Rav Shimon Gamliel. Uprusha Kam Mefarish. That the second part of the statement is explaining the first half of the statement. Which means, Avdimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, maybe Rai Vesoyser, Ad Shiestatim Tanoisov. What does that mean, Ad Shiestatim Tanoisov? Ad Shioimar, until he says, finally, Kirvu Ploinu Ploinu Veiduni. That what? That although I thought I didn't have any further Edom or any further Shtaris, but guess what? I found new Ploini. So even though Achi Statam Tanoisi, he made the statement in Bezdin, ainly, but if subsequently, if he says, Kiru Ploini, Ploini, we will listen to their Edus. Ah, so therefore what you're saying is that Avdimi is saying the name of Pyaychanan, Li'oila maybe, that we paskin like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. But obviously that cannot be. We had back on the Omer Aleph. Kol Mokish Shishan Rav Shem Gamliel Lishrasein Halach Kemoi Seichut Mi'are V'tina V'rayach Reina. And even Rav Barbar Huna that we had on the Omer Aleph said that at least in Rayach Reina we don't paskin like Rav Shem Gamliel. So how could you have Rav Dimi Omer Rav Yoichanan and say that he's paskin like Rav Shem Gamliel? That's impossible. Says you were 100% right. So we're going to amend it further. Eliki also of Shmuel by Yehuda Omer Rabbi Yochanan li oilam mevi v'raya v'soyser. You can always bring at chistatam tanoisa v'yoyim ruloi until the moment of soysim tanoisa. What does that mean? That the bezin says him havi edim v'oimer ein li edim. I don't have havi raya v'oimer ein li raya. I don't have. At that point, chistatam tanoisa, case is closed. He cannot bring any further evidence. However, even in that situation, there's still exceptions to the rule. Just like we had the exception with the Tinnik on the Amud Aleph, that he didn't know about those other townspeople that knew more about the transactions. Somebody comes from London, he comes from Australia. I never saw the guy in my life, but now he comes here and says, oh, how's your father doing? When your father never, the Levi took place 20 years ago. But what about those transactions? You know, he borrowed money, lent money. I don't know, waste your garnish. Oh, but we know, we were there, Imanuel Yisam, we remember. Not Imanuel Yisam. We were there at the, we were in Chicago, we were in Australia. That was in Australia. Now, Bo, Ein Medina Siyam. Oh, Yishol Yishol Diskai Shol Oviv, Mufkedes Piyad Acher. What happens if, in fact, there was a Sholish, there was somebody else, a Shoimer of Piktoinois, and this fellow didn't know that his father left to hold this guy. This guy means like a bundle, Rashi says, a sack. Shall or full of stars. This is something new. I never knew about this before. An archive of my father's stars. I wish I had this 20 years ago. I would have printed a whole book and gotten some biography. Chanish Kibis. And this is brand new. Oh, that even the Chachamim would be maskim to Shem Gamliel. Or is it maybe Rai Besoyser? It could still be Soyser even years later. No problem. Nushtikam. Ki Asr of Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Again, of Dimi Rabbi Yochanan. Hatoykiv is Chaveroi Bedin. You have two parties. One says, we talked about this earlier in the Masechta, Nidin Kan, we want to have the Din Torah here, locally. The other one says, no, I don't want to go to the local Bezin. They're not such great Talmid Chachamim. They're nice guys, you know. I respect them. But I'd rather go to the Mokum Avad. Mokum Avad, explains Rashi, means that there was a Shiva somewhere else in a different town, a different city, where there were Choshev and Talmid Chacham. I prefer going to that Bezin because those people, they really know their stuff. What's it then? You can go and force him to go to the Mokum Avad and follow him taka to the better Bezin somewhere else. This is what they said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Omle fun Rabbi Blazer. Rabbi Blazer said, Rabbi, it's really not fair. Think about this for a moment. We're talking about, presumably, who's bringing whom to Bezdin. The Malv is bringing the Loiva to Bezdin, right? Because the Loiva is not bringing the Malv, it's the Malv bringing the Loiva. The Loiva didn't pay him for my chayv. So, how much does the Loiva owe him? He owes him a mana. Now, when he calls him, summons him to the local Bezdin, I don't want to go to the local Bezin. I want to go to the Bezin in Baltimore or in Lakewood or in California and come with me. They're tremendous. Guess what? He's going to have to go, the Malv is going to have to go and pay in travel expenses and maybe lodging. He'll have to stay in a hotel or something over there. He's going to have to be Moitzi Mona Almana. the expenses, the whole thing is not going to be worth his while right. to have to go somewhere else. And so therefore, Zok the Gemara, somebody owes him 100. Yoitzi money, he has to go and pay another 100 in expense. Al mana on the original mana. Rather, they should go and the malva can force the loiva, stay here. We're not going to the base of Ad.
Tino Bedell's Bifnei Lovin, you're also locking the door because people will say, I'm never lending money.
Oh, another good reason. Itmanami Reb Safra, we're going to bring a riot. Taka Reb Safra said, maybe name Reb Yochanan, depends on the parentheses. Shnaim Shin Satsma Bedin. Two of them are getting fessed in din, in other words, each other, they're toughies. Echarem Nida Kambi, Echarem Nela Mokam Avad. You got to stay local. You can't go to the base of Ad. He has a shtickle tana, the base of Ad, they're big at Tommy the Chum. Maybe the guys over here don't really know the halacha so well. If the aggrieved party is not happy about it, and he says, I think that they messed up, write out a letter, enclose a copy, attachment A, exhibit A, a transcript of the Bezdin's verdict, send it along and see what they say. Anytime a party has been found guilty and he's not happy with the psak, he's allowed to go and ask the bezin, tell me what's the basis of your psak? Where did you take it from? Is it Shulchan Aruch? Is it a Tshuva Sefer? Is it a Kitta Shulchan Aruch? Is it the Rambam? Tell me, Me'ezetam Dantuni. If that's what you say, Kois V'noisen La, you have to give it to him. And then, of course, he can say that now to the other bezin to see if they agree or disagree. And now, since we're talking about going from one place to the other, what happens if you have Nebuch a Yavama who is here, and you have a Yavam who is somewhere else, and she wants a heter yim, heter of chalitza to be able to go and remarry? She unfortunately has to go to him. He might be in Russia, he might be in Australia. You want to get your heter, you gotta go. You gotta go to the man. Ad kama. How far are we talking about? Netveri and Tzipori were very, very close together. So for them, Medishka Groysa Raya. But the reason why the Gemara brings Tzipori and Tveri says Rashi, because the yeshiva in Tveri was much greater than that in Tzipori. And therefore, we're saying, she says, I want to go and do this in Tveria, because in Tveria we have great Talmid Chachamim. If there's the slightest shaila about whether Chalitz is good or not, you know, we should really be among the real scholars, not those others that, you know, that don't really know what's going on. So Zok Yomara, if you look at the Rashi film in Tveria, Tzipori, about halfway down, Avobishi Yeshivas Tveria Gedoyle Mishal Tzipori. There they got, you know, an academy of 1,000 Talmidim. You go through them, they're Bucky Bishas and Paskim. Nevertheless, if the Yavam happens to be in Tzipori, she heilech achar Tzipori. She has to go to Tzipori, even though it would make more sense, if you will, to have the chalitza performed in Tzipori. Amar of Ghana, Mikra, what's taka the raya that we go after his city and not after her city? Because in the parsha of chalitza it says v'koru lo yizik neira. If you look on the side, v'koru yizik neira v'dibra eila v'yomer v'yomer lechafatzi lekachta, and then we have to go through the chalitza process or ceremony. So v'koru lo yizik neira v'lo yizik neira. So we see who has the jurisdiction, his and not hers. Amar Meiman Hilchasa, going back to this base Havad situation where one party wanted to have it local and the other party wanted to have it in the base Havad, where the big Talmid Chachamim. Rashi says, by the way, the reason why we wanted the base Havad is not only because they have more Chachma there, but also because the original party that is schlepping the second party into Bezdin is a real toughy guy. He's a real and the defendant says, I want to embarrass him. I want him to take him to the Mokam Avad in front of these great Talmid Chachamim so that they should look down upon him and he should be denigrated for the bad guy that he is. So that's, you're wondering which Rashi I'm referring to. Hatokiv is Chaveri Bedin. It's about halfway down. So it's Rashi. Bal Din Kosha Umatriach is Chaveri. He's really giving him a hard time. He's calling him on the phone 100 times a day, sends him faxes and emails. He doesn't give him any peace. Ve'inroi Tzachaveri Lo Din Kan. Ele Mokam Avad Talmid Chachamim. He should be embarrassed in front of these saintly, righteous, scholarly individuals.
He wants him to be. He wants to intimidate his co-litigant the way his co-litigant is intimidating him. Basically,
he wants to take Nakama. Right, exactly. So So we had that whole discussion, and what did Reb Lozer say? Reb Lozer said that you have to go and do local, not go to the Beis Avad, because after all, if this guy lent $100, he has to pay another $100 in travel and lodging expenses. That doesn't make sense. Oh, not like Reb Lozer. He said you have to go to Beis Avad. Didn't Reb Lozer say so beautifully, so succinctly, so logically, what's the reason why? Like we said, because he has paid another $100 on top of his original $100. Everyone, if the loiv is saying to the malva, I don't want to go locally, I want to go to the Beis Avad, we say, Mr. Loiv, jump in the lake. Have a malva, if it's the other way around, that the malva wants to go to the Beis Avad, and it's the loiv that wants to go local, guess what? Have a loiv ish malva, loiv, you are subject to the whims of the malva. If the malva says, I want to go to the Beis Avad, and you're going to have to pay more money, tough luck. You're the Eved Loiv.
He'll say, might as well pay.
Exactly. So might as well pay now and not have to schlep and pay double.
Exactly.
Very good. Okay, now from here to the end of the parak, it's a very interesting story and it's quite poetic in style. And therefore you'll see that on the surface it's not that easy to understand, but it's not difficult either. Says the Gemara, Sholchulei Lamar Ukva. Now we're going to see in the Gemara shortly, the Sholchulei were the Dayanim who lived in Tveria in Eretz Yisrael. And they're sending the following letter or message to Mar Ukva, who lives in Chutzlaritz. And they're saying to him, L'deziv lei kibar bisya. We are writing this letter to the one who has that shining countenance like Moshe Rabbeinu, who is in a sense like the son of Bisya in this week's parsha. We typically, the Oilam calls her Basya, but in Divrei HaYomim, she's referred to as Bisya. Okay, so you, Mar Ukva, you have this beautiful countenance, just like Moshe Rabbeinu. And Shalom, Shalom Aleichem. That's the beginning greeting at the beginning of the letter. Now they're talking about Ukvan HaBavli. Don't confuse Ukvan with Mar Ukva, unrelated. There's a fellow Ukvan HaBavli. He's a Babylonian, and therefore he lives in your town or not far from you. Kabel kadmona Yirmia Ochi the over alai esaderech. Yirmia came to us, to the Dayanim in Tveria, complaining about Ukvan, his brother, who lives in Bavel, who did him up bashtikl. Now what was hever alai esaderech? The Gemara is kind of very gingerly, doesn't tell us what the hever alai esaderech is, but Rashi says two potential pshatim. If you look right before the wide lines, alai shtikla, Ukvan abavli kibel kadmona, Tzo'ak lefoneinu, he was screaming. V'yama Yirmia Ochi, hever alai esaderech. What does that mean? Ibeid mimeni derech b'nei Adam, shesir soy. Rachman litzlan, he castrated him. Ooh. He is very, very angry. Kach shemati. V'yesh amrim, nah, nisha zoi gefelech, but hever alai esaderech loy noag imi kishura, val niske maman hoyetzoyek. He said, he cheated me. He took me into a partnership, he took away my money, and he never got any partnership returns, and then he denies the whole thing. Ah, chitzpah, ah, rusha, ah, shaykit. And so therefore they're sending now this letter to Mar Ukva. And they're saying, Mar Ukva, Shalom Aleichem, Ukva Nabavli, who is with you in Bavel, Yirmia Achi, his brother Yirmia, who is with us in Eretz Yisrael in Tveria, is accusing Ukvan of doing terrible things to him. The Imrulai, and therefore we want you to go and tell him. Now the Gemara doesn't say what they want him to say. However, Rashi supplies it. Imrulai liyermia lihispayis imai. What we would like, we in Tveria, would like that you, Mar Ukva, see what you can do, go and open your bezdin to the two parties, both to Yermia and to Ukvan HaBavli, and decide, make up Shara, work it out somehow. And they added, hey, see you, try to convince him, convince whom? Ukvan HaBavli, the Yeroe Paneinu B'Tveria, that he should come in front of us, the Bezdin in Tveria. Frey Timara, hey, that doesn't sound logical. Hagufa Kasha, you started off by saying, Amris Imrulai, please, go and appeal to Yermia and to Ukvan HaBavli, that they should both appear in front of the Yabezin and work it out. Alma Dainu Atun. That means you take care of it, and that's why we're sending you this message. On the other hand, they're saying, hey, you, V'yerpanena B'Tveria. No, no, no. Come back and have the Dintur in Tveria. Alma Shibdru Hacha. Send them here. So make up your mind. Where is the din Torah going to take place? Are they sending a letter saying, we want you, Mar Ukva, to take care of it in Bavel? Or they're saying, Mar Ukva, we want you to see that both parties should come to Tveria to be done in Tveria. So to Halachik Amri, what they were saying is, Imru Loi, go and tell him, Dainu Atun, if you can, Mar Ukva, take this under your own cloak and go and be done yourselves. Itzayis Tzayis, if he's willing to listen. In other words, the Yermia, who has been accused of being Mavro Elias Aderech Ukvana Bavli, if he's willing to go and be Tzayis Ledina to you, to Mar Ukva, that would be the best. Viloy, if however he refuses, he said, no, I'm not going. He says, you see what you can do to try to convince him to go and come to our court, Yeropaneinu B'Tveria, to go and be done the halacha in Tver. That is the first version of the story. Rav Ashi Omar, we're missing one nekuda. It was really dina knosas hava, especially if you're talking about he was masaris him, you know, that we want to go and put a knas on this person for the terrible damage that he did to his brother. No, still in Eretz Yisrael at that time they were done, but not in Chutz Laretz. So why did they send any message in the first place to Mar Ukva? Really, the bottom line was they wanted Mar Ukva to convince Yermia to come to them in Tveria, where there they could be done dinik nosis. The reason why they said, maybe you could speak to him and try to appease him and have it in front of your court. We know that's not going to happen in front of your court because
he's a toughie.
Number one, and number two, lay dine in Knossos in Chutzlars. So why are we only doing this? We want to say, you Mar Ukva, you're worthy to be, you're like one of the Gdoili Hador, and certainly we would trust you if you would go and take this under your wings and be Paskin, but unfortunately you won't be able to, and it's a lost case because Yeremi's not going to come to you anyway. But the Maisa, they want to give him COVID, and that's why they started off. You have that beautiful countenance like Moshe Rabbeinu, and Halavai, you should convince him and take him locally against the Maisa, but Lamasa, they wouldn't have been able to be done anyway, because it's Dine Klas. You're very welcome. There's an interesting Rashi that we skipped, because it wasn't really in the Gea to the Pshat and the Gemara, but if you want, we'll just do it very quickly. We said that you shine like Barbisa, like Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's a fairly long Rashi, but it's easy Rashi. L'zivlei kibar bisya, like 20 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Everybody have that? L'zivlei, he has this shining countenance like bar bisya, like Moshe. Kimoshe, shubim bisya. L'mi shemakrin or panav kimoshe benu. The or panav is shining like Moshe benu. Shekidlosei bisya basparei. Bisya basparei was the one that raised him, and therefore we deem him to be like the son of bar bisya, of bisya. But loshanacha, there's another pshat. Not bar bisya, kibar beise, like a ben bayis. So it means the same thing, but it's not the son of Bisya, but rather add an extra yud. You're like the Bar Beisei, you're like the Ben Bayis by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore you would be the appropriate person to be done this entire. Lidzivlei, what means the zivlei? Hashem shayy chacham, imagrisa chacham exiv. Chachmas adam toir panav. A person is a chacham. You see that his countenance shines. But now, umetzasi b'sefer Agadah is something which is unbelievable. Shohi Mar Ukva Bal Tshuva. What was about Tshuva? Shenosan Einov Beisha Achas. Can you imagine? We're talking about Mar Ukva. God Lador, he's the one that was going to adjudicate all the cases in Bavel. And initially, at some point in his life, he had a tremendous desire for a particular woman. The Hel Libaitina got to the point that it really got to him, that he was prohibited to be with her. V'nofo B'choyli, he became sick. The Ishis Ish Hoysa, and she was a married lady. And Liyomim, after a while, a year later or whatever, Nitzricha Lilvois Mimenu, she needed to borrow money. And Mar Ukva was the only person in town that had some money. She went to him to go and borrow money. Because she was under such desperate. A tchak, under such
desperate straits.
Good. Under such duress. Nisratis Loi. She was maskim to go and live with Mar Ukva. And what did he do? He did a maisa Yosef HaTzadik, v'kovash Yitzroi, and he ran out, or whatever, upat from the Sholoim, and he sent her out, presumably with money, and he didn't touch her, didn't do anything. and now he's nisrapi from that choili that he had because he was prohibited to live with her. Now when he went out subsequently into the street, Kadosh Baruch Hu endowed him that he was shining. And that's why we find similarly Masechta Shabbos, Reb Nosson called him Tzutzisa. Masechta Shabbos, Tzutzisa means like a flam fire, sparks. Hachanami lahochi, kosvu lehochi. Why did they call him the Zivle? Hashem Sha'orish, Yizareach, Olav. So this wasn't just, if you will, a nice poetic form, but literally there was an or shining from him because he was about Shuva, that he was able to be Koyvish as Yetzar. The Yetzar was so intense that the guy was never sick in bed, he couldn't move. He was Koyvish Yetzar, and the Baruch Hashem was Nisrape. We give him this Zivle, he looks now shining. So this is a strong encouragement, not for you, all of you, Baruch Hashem, but for me, guys like me, that unfortunately we do Chatoi Min Averis, you do Tshuva, not only Kodesh Baruch Hu wipes away the sins, you could come out smelling like a rose,
shining
like a star, exactly, like a superstar. Have